Hello and welcome to The Awakening, audio reading for Sagittarius, recording on Boxing Day 2024 at about 2 in the afternoon, on a very bright, very cold day here in Kingston, New York. So let's see, where to begin? Oh wait, I had some notes I sent myself in an email. I'm trying to at least get my opening down to a few planned thoughts. By the way, I am experiencing a little bit of respiratory distress, so I am not speaking with the usual basso profundo voice, and can't really project too strongly, so I'm going to stay close to the microphone, but I suspect that you will be able to hear what I'm saying, but it'll more resemble a loud whisper than anything else. All right. So one thing I was reflecting on, taking the occasion as I do to reconsider my interpretation of the sun signs each time I write one of these annual editions. And I can never keep straight which it is. I think this is the 26th annual, which tend to contain a lot of ideas about the sun signs, which are, of course, they're a theme of astrology that the proper astrologers don't like very much because, you know, you're supposed to have birth time and all that. But with the sun signs, studying the sun signs is really studying the entire horoscope, the zodiac, without the need for any planets, and just looking at the way that the signs relate to one another. And for those of you who study music, for those of you who study music, this is a study in the modes. It is modal. There are 12 chromatic notes in the Western scale. And by some shocking coincidence, there are 12 stages in the astrological wheel, and they date historically to about the same time in ancient Greece, approximately 400 BC. And so I suspect that they're basically expressions of the same thing. And the modes are this very interesting phenomenon in music where you can get a whole other result within one key if you start in a different place in the scale degree, it's called. So if you start in the fifth scale degree, that's mixed Lydian, and it really is a different sound. And so when we do sun sign astrology, we're looking at the exact same chart with all the same notes and planets, though I make slight modifications, especially for Sagittarius, which I'm going to get to in a second, and count scale degrees. So if we start with Sagittarius, which we were doing, we come to the fifth scale degree. That is Aries, Aries. And this is taking all of this wild, concentrated development of 2025 and 2026 and putting it in one of the most creative and dynamic and expressive houses, for example. And this can, you know, for Capricorn, this is going to show up in the fourth place. I don't know what I'm going to say about that. It's a little easier to read in the fifth, but that's how this is done. So one of the things about Sagittarius, which I know from having known a lot of people born with strong Sagittarius chart signatures, is that for the freewheeling, rambling, wild reputation that Sagittarius has, actually, people born under the sign tend to be some of the most conservative people that I know. And I mean, I don't mean that they you know, I'm not talking about conservative politics. I'm talking about personally conservative and reserved, though the mark of conservatism in the political sense is, do you favor the concentration of state power? So that's another question. So the personal conservatism, the reserve and the surprising viewpoints that contradict the supposedly very open-minded descriptions of Sagittarius that you get in astrology books make a very interesting contrast. And the unusual thing about Sagittarius, as I like to mention as many times and places as I can, is that for what Sagittarius represents, which is things that are very far away, exotic, inherently spiritual or divine in nature, philosophical, and so on. Sagittarius has physical elements located right there that are about this, the Great Attractor and the Galactic Center.